RadioSlot.com. Drake and Scott with you. Trying out our new theme today. What do you think, Scott?
I like it.
All right.
I mean, I'm partial to the previous one.
Yes, I am. But we'll try this one out and see how it goes. And we have our special guest, Ziggy, here today. Say hi, Ziggy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back,
gentlemen. Well, you're very welcome. It's the Drake and Scott Show. We talk about everything and anything, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening. We needed Ziggy back.
Yes.
I need help keeping you under reins.
Keeping me under control, okay. Yeah.
I hear he got too loose with the shortage.
Yeah, he gets out there, and heaven forbid an old lady comes by, because he'll start yelling at her.
I'll send you the clip of the laxative story we did last week. It's it's pretty good. And today I'd like to talk about Russell Brand and his accusations. McDonald's is phasing out their self-serve soda machines. Americans having fewer babies, Gen Z doesn't want to go to college, and then a school in Salt Lake in Utah, they installed metal detectors, and now parents are saying the metal detectors are racist.
No way.
Yes.
I didn't know metal detectors had an opinion.
Go figure. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm banning
rocks and trees too.
I'm going to save my joke for the actual story, but yeah, it is an interesting one. Anyway, anything you want to open up with first? Anything happen over the weekend, or do we want to talk about Modesto or my wife being in Texas, or what do you want? What do you want to do?
I think we need to talk about deep fried gizzards.
Okay. So we took a road trip to Modesto last Friday. We went to see Brian Regan, and a very funny show
in concert.
Yeah, and along the way, it was on 5, or was it?
No, we were coming across 132.
That's right,
from 5.
Yes, so cow country here in California, and we found this roadside restaurant that had a big sign out front advertising deep fried gizzard, which is something I haven't seen outside of Texas when I visited there. So I was quite excited.
I've never seen it.
Took a picture.
I almost pulled over just to go see it.
Yeah. We had a carload, and I don't know if everybody was going to be into that.
Yeah, well,
in it for the next trip.
Yeah.
We can go out by our... We can all three of us take a ride out there and try the deep... Because
I usually ignore marketing and signs and all that stuff. So, when I saw that, deep fried gizzards,
yeah.
I mean...
Now,
we have to.
I posted that picture on Facebook, and I said, hey, I found a great new dinner place. And a friend of mine who lives in North Carolina, she does her own... version of that. She makes it at home. Says it's very good. So we should go try it. We can video the whole thing and
road trip.
Yeah. Put it up on our Facebook page if it ever gets finished. And
I don't know. I might just like the story, because once I actually have it, I might be...
Well, it tastes like chicken.
Sorely disappointed.
Right over. He's either ignoring it or it went over his head.
Tastes like chicken. This chicken. I get it. This is why we need you, Ziggy. Reel this guy in.
Reel it in.
So, Russell Brand.
But no. We got to talk about the Mexican restaurant we stopped at. The
that was
Rancho Fresco. Do I have it right?
Rancho Fresco in Modesto.
In Modesto.
Pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah. So, huh?
You're pronouncing it wrong.
How is it supposed to be? Oh, you're being funny.
We need your accent.
You're being funny. Okay, yeah. No, I'm white. I don't have an accent. but they made the tortillas right in front of you. And, I mean, they were fresh. The little balls of dough that they either put on a press to flatten them out, or they did it by with a rolling pin. And... excellent food.
It had that rotating flat
grill. That's right, and the rotating flat grill. Because
they were cooking making the tortillas, cooking them right in front of you, straight to start putting your fillings in. Another lady put the sauce on. Then you get your toppings, and then you pay. And you go from total scratch to, and it was amazing.
Yeah, amazing, it was very, very good. And I had a couple of tacos. I had them put this red sauce on it, and it.
What's your standard for a Mexican place?
I usually stay with the tacos, and I would prefer ground beef to steak. But in this case, you know, steak, it was either steak or chicken or pork. And so I went with the steak this time, and the meat was very well done. And I had them put the red sauce on it, and it wasn't super hot. It just kind of snuck up on you a little bit, and it was very good.
So carne asada taco, that's your...
Yes.
That's how you judge your Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, that's pretty much my go-to every time.
Okay. Because for me, it's cheese enchilada. Mm-hmm. If a Mexican place can't make a good cheese enchilada, don't go back.
All right.
So I had a cheese enchilada.
Okay, and you want to go back.
I might go today.
Okay.
I'm ordering two.
So, well, there's our other road trip. We can do the deep-fried gizzards for breakfast, and then...
Nice. An appetizer.
Or appetizer, sure.
And then head over.
Is there a beer stop around there on the way?
Oh, there was... Two? The place had beer.
Well, Rancho Fresco had...
They had a lot of beer.
Yeah, they had a full bar and great food. So shout out to them. If you're anywhere in the Modesto area, go try Rancho Fresco.
I agree.
And they did not pay for this ad.
No, they didn't. We are
another
talking
company
about
that owes us money.
That's right. We are discussing it out of our own enthusiasm. So,
it's worth it. They deserve the positive press. Hey, we did a positive story.
We did.
Woo-hoo.
And I didn't say anything awful.
Yeah. No contradictions. No complaining.
Yeah. How about that?
Just positive public comments.
It makes me feel funny. I don't know if I like it.
Well, I was gonna say my standard's a little lower. It's as long as there's real Mexicans working there, then I'll go back.
Even better, actual Mexicans eating there.
That's
good.
Yes. Yeah, that's
it's approved.
That's true. That's
you walk in and the place is full, you know it's good. Mm-hmm. Order two.
Well, your wife ordered three, right? I mean, I forgot to ask you about that. Was that an accident, or was it? Did she intend to order that much?
No, this is a family tradition. Your eyes are too big, and you order too much, and mm-hmm. and they always justify it with, "Oh no, we just take it home, have it later." Seconds, you know,
and then it rots in the refrigerator. Or?
Oh no!
Oh okay.
No! Nothing lasts in our fridge.
Oh okay. Like, okay.
We're foodies. We eat. There you go. I mean, if you want to live. And I'm not threatening you, but she might come after you.
No, I will take her name out because I know you don't want it mentioned. And I slipped up. I forgot about that just then. All right. So we have...
We got another name we can say, though.
What?
Russell Brand?
Yes. Yeah, he's got a little bit of controversy going on right now. In fact, it's continuing controversy.
What's
really
he been in recently? Like,
not much that I can recall. And I was never a big fan of him anyway because he was kind of a loony leftist and had very odd ideas about relationships and things like that. And it's like, you know, he's just not my thing. But in the last couple of years, he's settled down and he's kind of went the other way, maybe even too far the other way in some cases. But he has a lot of social media stuff, you know, TikTok, YouTube, etc. And he's been going on rants about big pharma, big government, big military, big capitalism, and just all the ills of same. And been ruffling a lot of feathers and getting a lot of attention, you know, millions of followers. And suddenly now he's... got a couple of women coming out of the woodwork who don't go to the police. They go to the media, which is what bothers me the most here, to talk about how he sexually assaulted them and was nasty and this, that, and the other. But they're anonymous right now.
No, it says rape.
Yes. Well, that's what I rape was covering under sexual assault. Yes.
I know. It sounds so...
I understand.
Sexual assault sounds nicer.
It does.
It's
I didn't
not
mean
as
it.
Bad.
To, I didn't mean it to no, sound nicer.
Use,
I meant it to cover
a four-letter word.
Okay.
On.
Well, I meant it to cover a variety of charges that are against him here because it's.
What's the sniff test on this one? First sniff. What do you think?
First sniff. I think it's a hit. It's a hit job because of his influence. Because of what he's saying, they're now sending people out to silence him, and he's been demonetized on YouTube. The UK government has sent a letter to Rumble, where he also does a video. Does videos asking them to take him down. Nothing's been proven in court.
So he's being canceled. Guilty until proven.
Guilty until proven innocent. And I think it's a hit piece because he's saying things that the establishment does not like to too many people, and now he's a target. So I am, you know, until it's proven in court. I'm just not there. And to say these victims went to the media first instead of the police.
Red flag.
Definitely a red flag. But he has responded and saying that these accusations are not true. And it's just a little too obvious a hit piece for me. Because why didn't these women come out before? You know, he's always been a big name. And suddenly he's, criticizing the clot shot. And now he's got to go.
Yep.
So.
Well,
and that's my take.
I always wonder if it was so traumatizing. Was it been 17 years or something like that?
Yeah.
17. You could live with it for 17 years. Now, all of a sudden.
Now it's a priority to talk about that now that he's influencing millions of people to not get the vaccines.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they feel guilty because they got the vaccines.
I don't know. I think these people were cultivated by the establishment to come out and specifically say this about him because they were looking for a way to take him down. They can't murder him. That just turns him into a martyr, but they can smear him, and
that's what they're trying to do.
Well, so unless,
they got his live tour postponed.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of his stuff online and social media turned off and demonetized and everything they can to silence him. So unless someone's got a smoking gun, then, right now I'm calling BS on this.
I second that.
Okay. Well, we all agree then. Three guys who agree. What a boring show so far. Scott,
Well, at least we're getting a little more controversial.
And it's a little more current. We don't really cover a lot of current stuff.
Well, this is,
This is pretty current.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Let's see if this segment ages well or if more stuff comes out. But I find it funny that that people just flock to support the women. The whole believe women thing, there have been enough false accusations going around that we need a little bit more evidence before we can say stuff like that. I remember with the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing, a lot of guys were flocking to Amber because they thought she was cute. So it's like, well, of course Johnny's guilty, and I got into a lot of arguments with them about that, and was quite gratified at the result of that particular trial. But,
the memes were very entertaining.
Yes, they were. And Johnny's lawyer, if I wasn't married, but that's another story.
Seriously, Ziggy, help me out. We got to really. Really
Well, wait till we get to the story about Salt Lake. I got some Mormon jokes that are really going to make you look
just pushing it way over the top.
Yes, but I am an equal opportunity offender, okay? It's not just one group. I go after everybody.
You're mean to everyone.
That's right. So it's Brian Drake's naked cruelty.
So the positive part of the show is officially over now, right?
Yeah, now we're back to bashing people, and I feel much better now.
How much time do we have to bash in this segment?
We got 1 minute till the first break, so any final thoughts on this? Or?
Well, it just keeps happening because it works.
Yep. You're very, very true.
Yeah. Right? I mean...
But this time, I think people are kind of getting on to the scheme, and that's why there's been a lot of pushback in support of Russell Brand, so... We'll have to see how it goes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really a fan of Russell.
No, neither am I. I've listened to some of what he's saying. He's not saying anything that I haven't thought or, other people are saying in some cases better. He does articulate a few things differently. Of course, he's funny. He does throw in a few zingers. But, overall, no, never been a huge fan. But it's just I do see him as now being targeted. And, of course, that could happen to any of us. And...
Yeah, I don't really his brand.
If we don't, if we don't fight them here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. We don't fight them here.
Here all week.
Yeah, we've got to.
Did we cover what he said?
Take a stand.
We didn't cover what he said.
I didn't read any quotes, no. The story's prominent enough that it's fairly well known to anybody who's hearing us talk about it.
He was fairly articulate. What did he say? Something about he appreciates... his followers questioning the information they've been presented with.
Yes.
It's a fairly intelligent statement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But here's what gets me. He says, you're probably aware that the British government have asked big tech platforms to censor online content and that some online platforms have complied. I don't know why the government has to be involved in this, but, I mean, that's Britain, I guess. And they deserve the immigrant invasion that's going to turn them into a third world country. But it's it is an odd, oddly concerning situation. So
well, here it says it's his first comments since the accusations come out. But nowhere in here do I hear him actually say, no, I didn't do that. So that makes me a little.
Well, I could. That's just his.
Thank you for questioning the information. But that's kind of like trying to answer without answering.
Yeah, you might have a point there.
He's dancing around the subject.
I will have to do some further research and find something more that, you know. Yeah, but this is just one article.
I don't know. So. I think this hurts his brand.
Okay,
I used it twice.
Okay,
used that joke twice.
We're up on a break and we're a minute and a half late, so we're gonna have to pull that from somewhere. Drake and Scott on RadioSlot.com. Back after this. Drake and Scott, special guest Ziggy hanging out with us today on Radioslot.com. Coming back with Fleetwood Mac. I heard Scott singing
that's the only thing about Lies that I like.
Which one?
That song.
This. Oh, okay.
Don't Lie to Me.
Yeah.
I hate lies, liars, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, as I recall, this one was from the late 80s, right?
Yeah. That was when I was listening to music regularly.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's a good one. My mother had a couple of Fleetwood Mac albums, and I used to get so sick of them because she'd play them all the time. She was always playing the one. It was the white background. The drummer was holding up a crystal ball, and I think it was the Dreams record. But anyway, that played often in the house, and I got so sick of it. But anyway, Scott was singing that earlier before the show, so. I had to bring it up.
Pull it up.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet lies.
I didn't say he was singing it well. But all right. So we got a story here about Americans having fewer babies. The U.S. birth rate down from 15 years ago. Mm. Women reporting economic and social obstacles causing them to have fewer children than they want. So I guess that means they're at least having one or two. They just can't have four or six.
Unless you're the Duggars.
Yeah.
There's apparently another family that they're friends with that has almost the same number.
Really?
Like 18 kids or some crazy number. Like
See,
that.
For the longest time, I thought this was a Catholic thing, where Catholics just reproduce like rabbits, you know.
Popping them out.
But man, you've gone after the Mormons.
I haven't gone after the Mormons yet. That's the next story.
This is our religious episode. I'm going to go after the Christians and the Hindus.
No, I haven't. The Buddhists. Well, they haven't done anything to me. Just
my goodness.
Got to throw in Scientology.
So the numbers are down for 15
years. Wait
till
I get to the Jews. No. I'm sorry, Scott. You were saying something.
Yeah, the baby births that are down
over
the last 15 years, and they're saying the financial crisis of 2008.
Now, how was that
started?
No, never recovered. No. That is not the case. I mean, it would not be affecting things this far out. This has more to do with people getting married later or not getting married at all. Especially
being more expensive.
Oh, things being more expensive,
which would be tied to a financial crisis.
I would put the financial stuff second or third down on the list. What we're seeing here is the lies of modern feminism are keeping women from thinking that they need men and need families, and that they can go on their own and be girl boss. Yeah. And for the end result is that. We're not having, you know, people aren't having as many kids. Why are you yawning?
You started talking about feminism.
Oh, that stuff.
I need a nap.
But no, that's to me, that has to be at least the first or even the second reason this is happening. Everything else is a red herring. And
well, there still were almost 3.7 million babies last year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of babies. Do we need more?
Well, yeah, we got to keep the population going. You know, I mean, of course, less babies in the future. That means less people. So things, you know, we might actually get some peace and quiet around here. But no. One thing I have noticed, in our generation, Gen X, you know, we're not, I mean, certain exceptions here, because you guys have more kids than I do. I have cats. But I have noticed that Gen X is a little more reluctant in the kid department, but millennials and Gen Z, they are having more babies. And I kind of find that somewhat encouraging.
Yeah. The ones that are keeping their parts.
That's ew. Very true.
Ew. It says it's gone down 15% since 2007.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to still tie this to the 2008 financial crisis that you want to lie about.
No, I'm not lying about it. I'm just saying it's not the first thing. It's not the first reason. It's just the reason the Wall Street Journal here is.
Well, apparently today there are 9% more women in their prime childbearing years. And so we're almost 10% more women at a prime time.
And none of them
have kids.
And none of them have partners because.
But we're having 15% less kids.
Right, because they're out partying at the clubs and being girl boss and career first and I don't need no man. And yeah, that's. That's why. So we got more women, less kids, because the women are out doing whatever, and the guys are in the basement playing video games.
See, I thought you just didn't like old ladies, you know, that you yell at.
No, I don't. I don't like anybody.
We had three episodes in a row where he told stories of.
No. It was two. No, Ziggy, it was two. Okay, the first time.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
The first time, I almost went through a crosswalk with. There was a lady crossing the street. I almost, I didn't almost hit her, but I almost forgot to stop. So. So, and she took a few minutes to just stare at me for this transgression. And it just ended with, you know, hey, are you going to go? And she's like, well, you're supposed to stop. And I just said, okay, boomer. You know, something, you know.
You just don't like women.
No, it's not. I don't like anybody.
You don't like the older ladies. You yell at them. You don't like the women who are their prime childbearing years. You don't like girl bosses, feminists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not saying anything. Right? I mean,
the positive section of the show is definitely over. We just lost all our female listeners.
Email Drake and Scott, Drake and Scott with 3 T's at gmail.com and sound off and tell me how wrong I am.
Send us your thoughts.
First person to send us an email
Mr. Drake.
Gets a prize. Yeah, yeah, send us your thoughts on Mr. Drake. Then you'll be the victim of the next segment of Brian Drake's Naked Cruelty. So. How is this going to be a problem in 20 years?
I kind of wonder if they're in their prime year for having kids and they're just waiting. Then are we going to have a boom later?
Could be.
When they decide, okay, now I'm ready. I think it'll course correct. This is a not story. Thank you, Wall Street Journal.
It's not a not story.
It's a not story.
No, it is not.
We still have almost 4 million babies last year. We haven't compared that to the death rate, so we don't know if we're replacing our population or if the U.S. is getting smaller. And I don't know.
I mean, if we want to compare it to the death rate, that means we got to do math. And I was told there wasn't going to be any math in this job.
There's no math test here. I only have 10 fingers. I can only count that high.
You got 10 fingers?
No, that's our southern buddy guest who just showed up. He left. I don't know where he went.
I was going to say, you guys got 10 fingers? What? Anyway. Well, I think.
I go to 11. Okay. He's back.
No, I you can blame financial stuff. I say it's the lies of feminism, but, who's to say?
The Wall Street Journal just wanted one more article for people to click on.
All right.
Clickbait. Yay.
We're being invaded by click-ons.
Ziggy, any thoughts? Or
quick, Captain. There's no intelligent life on this planet.
No,
are you having more babies?
No. Gosh, no.
No.
No, the shop closed 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, it's got to be 18. Hold on.
They're work. I understand why people wouldn't have kids.
Yeah. I never. I'm still trying to figure out why I never wanted any. And is it because my folks divorced? Is it because I don't like kids in general? Or what, you know, what?
Well,
came
you might
first?
Have had a girl and you don't like girls. So that,
no, that's not, no, I like, what, yeah. that I like women very much. Of course, but it's just, you know, my wife and I are older. I mean, she's older than me. I mean, it's just not, you know, it's just not a thing. So it's like, I don't, you know, even if I wanted them, we couldn't do it. And I'm not interested in adopting. Maybe I'm too selfish. Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe you're intelligent and self-aware of what you want and what you don't want.
Yeah,
where you want to invest your time and things. And
yeah, I could be.
Good for you. Give yourself credit.
Okay.
Hey, look, we went positive for
That's
a second.
That's right. We went positive.
We got some positivity back.
And right at the
right
break.
At the mark. That's all right. We'll go negative in a couple minutes after the break.
Yeah, we're going to talk about.
I want to talk about McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's ditching their self-serve soda fountains, and I'm really mad. So we'll be right back.
Played guitar.
No way.
Drake and Scott on RadioSlot.com.
Ziggy, you played guitar?
Jamming pretty good.
I can't believe I forgot to play this the first time you were on because it seemed like such an obvious song to play. But yeah, David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust. And ironically, Ziggy does play guitar. So do I, but just not as well. Or not at all, as some might say. So.
McDonald's.
You can drive a truck through that hole. McDonald's, they are, over the next couple of years, getting rid of their self-serve soft drink machines.
They've wronged us.
Yeah, fans of the fast food chain say this is the end of an era and a tremendous loss. Others saying counter-only service will be more sanitary. I guess we can thank Joe Biden and his lousy economy that they're losing so much money on refills. That they've got to take away pennies. The soda machines now.
Pennies.
Yeah, pennies.
Soda is so cheap.
Well, yeah, that's why.
There's no way they're losing
but
money.
But it's not. They can't sustain the loss anymore.
Technology. Oh, no.
They're set up for loss.
Let's go, Brandon.
No, they're going to. They're set up for loss. Here's what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
If customers aren't filling up their drinks, who's filling them up?
I don't know.
Employees.
Oh.
What did you just increase?
Employee activity.
Labor cost.
Yeah.
Most expensive part of a business is always labor cost.
Right.
So they're going to lose money on this deal. You watch. They'll come back.
Well.
I'm getting my free sodas.
Well, I mean, at the McDonald's on, what is it, Bernal and Stanley, they've put in the kiosks now where you don't talk to anybody when you order. You just punch in what you want, and then somebody makes it and calls your number, and it's great. I don't have to talk to people when I go in there now.
Well, and they save labor costs.
Right.
Right, because so, they're not standing there taking your order.
So is this a replacement for that to give them something more to do, or are they can't sustain losing the pennies anymore, and they've got to keep people from getting refills or as many refills?
Yeah, I think this is just not going to work. There's a reason that they made self-serve.
Yeah.
And it was to save money on labor costs. I guarantee this is going to come back.
Yeah, and it's they want to retire those stations by 2032, so this isn't happening tomorrow.
By 2032?
Yeah, so it'll, you know, it's going to be a very slow phase out.
Well, how about we talk about something this decade?
Well,
This is not a non-story.
This is not a non-story.
It's a non-story.
Because
it's not even going to happen.
What they're going to do is put ice in the cups, and when you fill those things up with ice, you don't get as much pop. So if you want the most pop for your money, you got to fill it yourself without the ice.
Pop for your money. You see what he did there? No, this isn't.
I'm from Minnesota. No, we call it pop. All right, you freaking Californians are. It's soda. It's like, no, it's not.
They're going to save 2 cents, and they're going to spend.
It's crap. Either way you call it,
25 cents on labor. They're going to lose money on this. You watch. Someone's going to figure out. There'll be some math guy or gal that'll finally look at this and they'll say, "Oh no, we can't do this."
But for now, it'll give the workers a reason to put a tip cup out. be like everybody
else. Oh, they're going to do that
anyway. You got to tip me now.
Yeah, that's
I'm working harder.
I got a tip for you.
Learn how to fix the kiosk.
Put yourself serve soda machines back in. There's your tip.
Leave them there.
Well, Burger King and Carl's Jr. They're haven't broken. Announced they're going to do the same thing, so there'll be places where you can get the self serve still, and then maybe.
Oh, I figured it out. I'm just not going to go to McDonald's anymore.
Or you can just say, I'm just not going to drink soda anymore.
Which?
What did I just say? Drink pop anymore.
Yeah, which will be about the same number of times as I go to McDonald's now.
Well, you got a point there. I don't go very much. I might.
So we're talking about a place we don't go that isn't going to change anything till next decade. I rest my case. Right. Non-story.
No, we got it. I just, you know, it's just something to complain about right now.
Okay. Hey, I mean, I want freedom. I'm a libertarian. Let me have my soda. Give me soda or give me death.
I like to mix sodas.
That's right. You're not going to be able to mix them anymore.
Right? You know, give me a splash of orange, some Coke, a little pepper there.
Yeah. What's up with that? So, okay. So you say it's a non-story. What would you like to talk about instead?
I just think that this isn't going to work. It's going to change, and then we'll be laughing about it. We'll be telling
this story. We will come back to this story in 2032, and we'll see what happens then.
Play the clip.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If we're still alive.
It's probably because we're having fewer babies.
Okay. So we went to see Brian Regan the other night.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you wanted to talk a little bit about that?
I just think we got to give him some props.
Yes.
That was a great show.
It was very funny. A little shorter than I would have liked, but I understand when it's just one guy.
Well, he did 50 minutes.
Yeah, I know. But I mean
if it was almost an hour.
If it was a band, they would have gone 90 minutes. So I was expecting a little bit more. But I understand one guy, and he had the opening act that was also very funny. Steve Rogers was that fellow's name.
Yeah, and he was good, too.
Yeah, and it was...
And the price wasn't bad?
No.
It was a good price point.
Yeah.
It was an amazing theater, Gallo Center for the Arts.
Yes, in Modesto. Ooh. Very nice place to go see a concert.
Wonderful Mexican place right down the street.
Yeah, we had a great night. And I went looking for clips of Regan to see if he had done that material elsewhere, especially the one about the college or the university donation. And it's not on YouTube yet, so maybe eventually it will be.
That one was really pretty good.
Yes.
And he had a couple moments that were impromptu.
Yes.
With the water bottle, that was the one. We can't give it away.
No, we can't. But no, and then someone heckled him about...
No,
about,
they just yelled out something, and he went with it.
Yeah, and then he recycled that as a joke, as a punchline.
And then he used that person's line later as a punchline.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
It was very good.
Yeah, he was... It was totally worth it. Go see Brian Regan.
Yeah, I was a little shocked to see him with white hair, though, because I've been watching videos of him when he was much younger.
And, yeah.
And then he comes out with white hair. I looked up his age. He's 65 now.
Wow. 65.
Like, yeah.
He's killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You
know, very, very good.
Maybe I'll find some clips of him.
But you can find where he's got his own website, brianregan.com, I believe is.
Yes.
So go to his show near you. Wonderful.
Yep.
Unless you're in Salt Lake. We're going to do that next clip, or are we going to run out of time?
We still got a couple of minutes. We can at least get started on it.
Yeah, but we got four.
There's a school in Salt Lake in Utah. They put in metal detectors to scan for weapons. Those metal detectors have now been branded racist by school board members. I guess because the black kids can't leave their Glocks at home.
Oh, you can't say that.
Well, what? I mean, who? You know,
they don't have guns or Glocks. It's knives. It's knives.
Oh, knives. Okay.
Knives and shanks.
Oh, so what school did you go to?
The vapes.
Yeah.
Stings, all those different.
I guess. Yeah. But no, I remember. At the other radio station I work at, we put a metal detector in the lobby, and because we had live performances there, and so we had to scan everybody because some people couldn't leave their we'd have a wrapper or something, and certain people couldn't leave their guns at home. So anyway, a Salt Lake City school district's decision to install weapon detectors at its high schools has raised concerns among parents and school board members. some of whom fear the technology will disproportionately affect visible minorities. Does that make any sense?
Zero.
Yeah.
No.
This story is in the Publica, by the way, thepublica.com. So it's funding for 1 year to have these machines in, and
You like it? You like metal detectors in school? I do.
I wish they didn't have to. I wish you didn't have to, but I understand why.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is how they're racist. It's just like, what?
They're not.
I don't understand.
metal detectors don't have feelings or thoughts.
Yeah. Well, one parent who's reacting to this is like, well, the person at Uvalde got through a back door that wasn't locked. So what's the metal detector going to do? And I said, well, okay, that's one case, but, you know.
An exception is almost never a good logical argument,
right?
No.
For whatever right. case you're making, and people love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's all you hear.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's the big argument in Salt Lake right now. Why'd the Mormon cross the road?
Oh no! Oh no!
To get to the other bride.
Oh no! Dad joke winner.
Yeah. I used to live, well, I lived in Salt Lake City very briefly. And I like Mormons. I don't have a problem with Mormons, but the ones in Salt Lake were a little rough. So,
yeah.
A little salty.
A little, yeah.
I think there might be a fib in there somewhere.
Did you?
You liked it.
No, I was three. I don't even remember it.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Mormon cat with a speech impediment? He had 9 wives. Okay, I'm done.
I hope so. Really hope so.
And those are the clean ones.
Yeah, let's stop there then. Let's go back to metal detectors. And
well, do you have any other thoughts? Ziggy, any comment? Or
it's just hilarious.
Okay.
It's racist.
We put in metal detectors, but then we took them out because they were using racial slurs.
Yeah.
Now, that would be funny.
Well, the machines beep, right? So maybe they're beeping in racism.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
So, no, but it's okay for us to have them...
Beeps and racist
beep. At the airport, but it's not okay for us to have them around children.
Yeah.
To keep children safe.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, I wish we didn't... You know, I wish it wasn't even necessary, but I do understand why they would do it. And maybe it is a good idea. I don't know.
Well, and I'll go a step further. I think there should be an armed police officer on every
campus. Used to have, absolutely. We had two of them at my high school, and
that's how
they came in away. Pretty handy. Yeah, right.
But then they'll say they're racist too.
Well, no, yeah. one of them in my school was a big black guy. He was.
Kids?
Yeah. We had the huge black guy and the shorter white guy, and both of them. Uh oh.
Yes.
Okay, that's our alarm, because to keep us from going over.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, my high school had armed police officers, and everybody got along just fine. Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com, back after this. Drake and Scott and special guest Ziggy on Radioslot.com.
Yo.
Ziggy is special.
Yeah. Coming back with Killing Joke and Sanity, one of the underrated bands from the 80s. Speaking of sanity, Gen Z might have regained some of theirs. According to Fortune, Gen Z is souring on college degrees as a path to success, according to a sociology professor. They say skills-based hiring is the way of the future.
I think it's very ironic that a university professor is telling kids they should work on skills-based and not go to college.
Is it the professor that's actually saying that, or is this just a trend that was noticed by a professor? I didn't read that deeply into the article. For me, this makes sense because
he told Fortune in an interview that getting a college degree is no longer a ticket to a secure future, even if they themselves choose to enroll.
Well, he's not wrong. I mean, because
right, and he's going to have less people coming to his job. He's going to work himself out of a job.
Well, but I know, but
I love it.
What do you get when you go to college? You get a piece of paper that may or may not be worth anything. You're in debt up to your eyeballs.
Yeah.
And for what?
Well, you get to be up on all the woke ideology.
Yeah, okay.
You can get accused of a whole bunch of stuff.
True.
Yeah.
And
no proof needed.
Never get those 4 years back.
So yeah, so it's better just
prime years too.
It's better just to learn how to weld or be an electrician or which is what I wish I had done. But anyway, but no, I mean when I was growing up, it was drilled into me because it was drilled into my parents. You know, college, 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 yada yada. You need a degree, 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 and it was like I did 2 years and quit.
And it worked.
So it worked out okay. Yeah,
yeah. I was talking to a lady in an industry recently. And she made some joke about working, and I said, "Oh, are you hiring?" You know, kind of laughing. Mm-hmm. She's like, "Well, would you be interested? All you got to do is take these three tests, and then you can get started."
Oh my!
I was like, "Really? You got to take a test? I'm done with school. No more tests for me. No more tests." And she said, "No, I bet my 13-year-old could pass these tests." Really?
What kind of job was this?
Well, I'm not going into that.
Oh, okay. Are they still hiring?
Probably. I think so. But my thought on this was if a 13-year-old could pass some tests and go into the workforce, do we really need college?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. And I had one teacher in high school who said, because I going into broadcasting, he really didn't need a degree. And he was like, you know, college isn't for everybody. Yeah. I mean, there are other options that you could explore if, you know, and of course he didn't go into detail on those options. And it wasn't until, what's his face from Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe, started going on about trades and stuff like that, where it's like, well, I wish someone had told me this when I was much younger. So, but yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's like, we got a whole bunch of Gen Z here that, doesn't want the debt, doesn't want the indoctrination, and can make a living doing something that doesn't require a piece of paper.
Maybe if more of them stop going, then the cost of school will come down.
That would be nice for the next guy. It didn't help me, but
that's the one that really bugs me. Mm-hmm. Is these schools all have different costs, and some of them are astronomical.
Yeah,
three kids in college,
right?
They all are paying drastically different amounts for their schools, and I'm looking around thinking how. Does somebody not know how to run a school that it's that expensive? It's crazy.
Well, no, it's as high as it is because the banks realized it's a gold mine of payments and interest payments.
It's a secure payment.
Yeah.
And follow the money.
Exactly. Well, we're out of time.
More lies.
Yeah.
Quit school.
Quit school. Go learn how to be a welder.
Let someone else pour your drinks for you.
Well, that's the end of this show.
Stay away from racist metal detectors.
It goes by too quick. We got to go to 2 hours. I think we need to do 2 hours. Because we're just getting warmed up. And we got to quit. Anyway.
Womp womp.
Trey and Scott on Radioslot.com.
With special guest Ziggy.
Yeah.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next time.